This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. A new art museum opens in Boston tomorrow. Located in the center of Mass Arts Campus near the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum and the MFA, the Mass Art Art Museum, or MAM, will be free to the public. The museum will show rotating exhibits of contemporary art, and a cohort of students will learn the business of maintaining this 15,000-square-foot space. WBUR Arts and Culture reporter Cristela Guerra gives us a preview.
There's often a feeling that beckons you to linger when you're in a museum. It asks you to slow down, to take it all in. At MAM, on a recent morning, Portuguese artist Joana Vasconcelos swayed to a soft Cape Verdean ballad beneath her latest massive sculpture. It's an inflated fabric creature that hangs from the 37-foot-high ceiling. You can hear the air being pumped into its 22 sprawling limbs, made of colorful textiles from places like Mozambique. Vasconcelos' muses are Norse goddesses who carry warriors from the battlefield. She's displayed these unique monumental site-specific installations in cities across the world, from Tel Aviv to Bilbao, paying homage to inspiring women.
So every place that I'm asked to do one of these pieces, they need to be connected with people that in a way change their identity and they change their way of living and in a way they were iconic to the history.
In her first solo show in the U.S., the artist honors the life of enslaved woman Elizabeth Mumbet Freeman, who sued for her freedom in 1781. Her case eventually helped make slavery illegal in Massachusetts. Museum Executive Director Lisa Tung says Vasconcelos created this piece called Valkyrie Mumbet specifically for this space.
For the first show, I really, really wanted an artist whose work could be completely suspended. I wanted the viewer to have their eyes drawn upward. I didn't want anything on the floor, because lots of museums can put things on the floor. I wanted something special, something wow.
Over more than two decades, Tung has gone from curator to museum executive director. As we walk through the museum, Tung says to reach this moment took time, dedication, and raising more than $12 million to renovate.
We knew that we did not want to charge a ticket at the door or charge for membership, so we decided to fundraise everything ourselves. And with the help of foundations and also private donations, we were able to make our goal.
To stay nimble and keep costs down, MAM will be a non-collecting museum. This means it will not have a permanent collection. Tung has seen this space evolve, from the college's gallery with no elevator and no street entrance, no bathrooms or other amenities. They couldn't open in the summer because of the heat. Now, she looks forward to inviting the public into this teaching museum. Downstairs, Mass Art students hang captions for an exhibition focused on video games called Game Changers. There are games that explore Native American beliefs, games where a black woman swats the hands of white women trying to touch her hair, and even one interactive experience at Thoreau's Walden Pond. The point there is to do as little as possible, says curator Darcy Hanna.
If you actually work too hard in the game, the music will fade out and the lights dim a little bit. So it actually encourages you to kind of slow down your pace. You can pick up books that you find and you can read your letters, and that actually increases your inspiration, and that's part of what makes you a healthy and whole person within the game. So you have to rest, you have to work, you have to find food and shelter.
Back in the front lobby, Tung says that she's been working around the clock preparing for the grand opening. She wants the work to surprise, to delight, and most importantly, to be accessible to anyone who comes through those doors.
I want people to experience contemporary art in a fun way. I don't want them to be intimidated or feel like museums aren't for them. Museums are for everyone, especially a free museum. We are a public good, and we want you to come in. We want you to feel welcome. We want you to feel like this is your place.
A place where you can take time out of your day and contemplate art. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.
For photos of some of the exhibits inside MAM, visit the Artery page on our website, wbur.org.